Hello, can people hear me? Just do like 100% if you can. Hey, can you hear me?
Hosting Chris.
Mark, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Can you hear me? Seems to have some technical difficulties. I can see
For the benefit of
100%.
joining, my name's Chris. And we're just going to get Mark and Power together from Rujira and Voltisig to have a bit of a spaces after we all connected and had a chat in Binance Blockchain Week.
Indeed. Are you able to hear me, Chris? Because
Yes.
I can hear you loud.
Excellent.
Beautiful. Yeah, great to hear your voice again, my friend. And evening to you, I guess. It's morning here, so glad that we made this happen.
Yeah, me too. Apologies. I'm a Twitter Spaces noob. It's my first one setting it all up. Usually Familiar Cow does this quite well. So yeah, but due to the time zone differences and stuff, it's just difficult to do that. So yeah, it's great to be able to connect and I think we've got a lot to talk about.
For sure. Maybe the cow is still drunk after the election
I think
last
I'm
night
just
or
putting
two
it
days
on
ago.
now. But you might be a touch late. So maybe we can just do introductions.
That's good.
Yep. Awesome. So look, I'll start. I'm Chris, Grassroots Crypto. And I've been on the spaces a few times before. Thoughtchain educator and yeah, been around Thoughtchain pretty much since it started. So know a lot about Thoughtchain, very passionate about educating and Thoughtchain in general. So that's me. And Mark, you want to do your introduction?
Yeah, certainly. So my name is Mark, sitting here in Denmark, and I am actually from Denmark, and my name is actually Mark. You'd be surprised how many people ask me that. But yeah, my story in crypto, I contributed to primarily the Ethereum ecosystem back in 2017, worked with the Balancer DAO in particular on their smart pools. That was sort of their claim to fame back then, and later also some of their so-called managed pools. And around 2021, 2022, I started to really buy into the AppChain thesis in Cosmos and really dived into to that whole ecosystem. So I've been around in the Cosmos ecosystem since then, including Kujira. Really loved the suite of products that the Kujira had built. It was really for me, at least, user-friendly. The mission and vision of building "quote unquote" grown-up DeFi that you can actually use on a daily basis was very appealing to me. I also see Hans in here, so a living legend who's been the main builder behind all these different products. So shout out to you, Hans. And yeah, so fast forward to today, I was in Cosmos very much. I started working with JP in particular in the Thorchain ecosystem. Really loved how Thorchain, they got so many things right, honestly. What you see, for example, in Cosmos is a lot of governance issues, a lot of drama, as we like to say. And you don't have that in Thorchain. You have Anon nodes, they churn, so there's continuous competition. There's just a lot of things that was really well thought out, if you ask me. So you avoid a lot of the issues that other Cosmos chains typically see. So I started working with JP, and then faith would happen, show that the Kujira started to have some issues. back in end of July, beginning of August. I connected Hans and JP, and I guess the rest is history. Now we're here. I'm working closely with both 4chain people and the Rujira guys, as we call it now, including Hans, Brett, etc. So yeah, that's a bit about me. Just having the time of my life building Rujira, and can't wait to really launch all the cool stuff that we have in the making, that we're cooking. Now powered by 4chain liquidity and yeah, basically the entire 4chain stack, which is something we're going to talk about, I'm sure, during this space. So yeah, passing it on to you, Pau, I guess, the torch.
Awesome. Can you guys hear me? I'm like also super Twitter space noob, so it could be that my setup sucks, but I hope you guys hear me. Yeah, well, super happy to join you two guys here today for some, I guess, Rujira, Vultisig talk, 4chain talk in general. To quickly myself as a person, I'm, let's say, yeah, project managing the daily day-to-day stuff from Vultisig, doing most of the, yeah, let's say, bug hunting, community work, a little bit to BD stuff and everything. I would say like almost, yeah, roundabout everything Vultisig related, connecting with JP, with all the devs and everything. I'm a 4chain myself since 2021, right before launching mainnet. I got like the last few weeks in ChaosNet to know 4chain and everything around 4chain since then. Super hype, just because they're like, the vision is just spot on, makes sense. And yeah, that's how I also ended up for, yeah, in Vultisig, and helping JP now to, let's say, build his vision of, I guess, the next 100 million users on chain in a decentralized manner. So yeah, that's to my part, I guess. And let's see, Chris, what is on the table today?
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for the introductions. I am super hyped. Is the vision JP's got of 100 million users and 100 billion in volume. I just put a video. Well, I had all these rants like at dinner, which about when we're connecting in Dubai, just because I'm so passionate about it. And I did put about a video kind of explaining it all, but we're going to go, I think, through much more detail here, just because I don't have all the details. That's why we needed to connect the people from different projects. So I'm very keen. So that's the vision. I've just got some notes I'm reading off here. So that's the vision, 100 million users, 100 billion in volume. I'm just going to talk a little bit about 4chain. If you haven't already known, 4chain's evolving both from a protocol in the direction it's going, as well as it's going under. This next release is going to be the biggest technical change since it moved from single chain chaos net, being one connected chain, to multi-chain chaos net, where it was connected to five. There's a massive change with the V50 update, which maybe we can talk about that. Or Hans will know more about that than me. And that's going to enable a whole set of, to become the base layer for a lot of DeFi protocols, Rujira being one of them as well. So then a lot of these projects can offer native assets to their projects. And really that starts to remove the requirements for wrapping and bridges and all this type of stuff, which we'll get into. So that's it's a simplification of the base protocol, removing out some of the more complex stuff that was either in or was planned. So all that type of stuff can happen at the app layer instead of at the base chain protocol, and then that can focus straight on, really, like it was at the start, liquidity pools as well as native asset swaps, with obviously there's room pool in there and there's still a bit of savers, but primarily liquidity pools, increasing the experience for dual LPs, as well as focusing, as I said, building depth in the pools for native asset swaps and leaving everything else to happen at the app layer. So that's a little bit about 4chain. Maybe we'll take some questions later for anyone that wants to know specifics. But I wanted to ask Mark to give a bit of a talk about Ruji and the and sort of the history, how it came about in a bit more detail, and what's coming. What does Ruji have to offer? Is it better than, for the people that know about Kajura? Is it better than, how's it different to Kajura? How's Ruji different to Kajura? What's coming? Give us a bit more detail in that area, please.
Yeah, definitely. Let's just rewind the clock a bit and give a bit of context on how we got here in the first place. So Kajura's claim to fame really came about in the Terra days with the liquidation market called Orca, for those who have dabbled into the Kajura stack and suite of products. So liquidations were really the claim to fame. Ironically, that's also what took down Terra with all the cascade of liquidations happening. And by the way, shout out to the entire Kajura ecosystem and community. Those still standing are the true legends here, the real MVPs. I mean, they've gone through so many things at this point. And if you're still standing out there, I just pat yourself on the shoulder, because it hasn't been easy. So anyways, Terra collapsed, as we all know. And with it, Kajura obviously was just a dApp at this point, building on Terra. And with the collapse of Luna and Terra, they basically set up and built their own chain, the Kajura chain, with the Kuji token. And that's been running for years now. You can go on Kajura.network. You can see the suite of products. Of course, the liquidation market, which was the sort of original dApp that was deployed. But then quickly after, many other dApps were being launched. The order book DEX, known as Finn, where you could basically input limit orders for various different assets, like you know from centralized exchanges like Binance, etc. You have BAO, the liquidity hub, where you can basically add tokens to liquidity pools, LPs, just like we know it from 4chain. And yeah, many other things. You can just have a look around on 4chain.network. There's a wealth of dApps and people building on the Kajura ecosystem. So yeah, really impressive stack, honestly, that has been built out. But back in July, as I alluded to earlier, there was a problem because of leverage, taking leverage on the Kuji token, which ended up, ironically again, with a cascade of liquidations and sell pressure on the Kuji token, which obviously, when you have your own chain, is risky. You know, security is at risk if the, especially economic security, if the token is dropping too fast. We've seen that before with other chains. So there was a hole, there was a gap to fill, and that's where JP stepped up to fill that gap and calm down the markets. And as you can see, the price drop of Kuji has stopped. Hasn't recovered as much as I would have hoped and expected, but I guess maybe with Trump now becoming president, that will change. But we are definitely doing what we can to make Kuji great again, if you will. What we're doing is with the hole that JP basically filled, the Kajura team committed to deploy all the DeFi products, all the dApps on 4chain instead of its own chain. So all the dApps that you know from Kajura will be deployed on 4chain. This requires for 4chain to upgrade the SDK, but also enable Cosmosm and IBC, something that we've been talking about in 4chain for a very long time. Now it's finally happening and it's just about to go live, which is super exciting. The question is, of course, that's a question that I know JP has been asking himself, is sure, we could upgrade to enable Cosmosm and IPC, but who's going to build different dApps? Like, how do we make sure that it's not an empty dance floor that we are creating, right? It's a lot of effort to do these upgrades. How do we make sure that there's a lot of activity from day one? And that's exactly why we are, you know, bringing on Kajura, which is becoming Rujira. And all their different dApps and all the exciting stuff that other builders are building on Kujira or Rujira to have a thriving ecosystem on the app layer, as we call it in 4chain. So that's a bit of history. We will have to bring it home to answer your question, Chris, on what Rujira is and Ruji. So Rujira is going to have core dApps like you know it from Kujira, with an order book DEX, pools. We also have perps with the Levana team bringing perps to the Rujira ecosystem. So essentially what we're doing is we're bringing a SWAT team of builders who are really good at what they are doing. This is, of course, Hans and his team from Kujira. This is Levana, Jonathan, and his team building perps, and many other core dApps that we will have out of the gate. And then, of course, we want to invite third-party developers and anyone who's interested in building on Rujira. Please feel free to join our Discord, the Rujira Dev Discord, to build all kinds of exciting things on Rujira. It's kind of like, as I like to say, where you have, you know, I think I did a tweet also, not to ramble on for too long, but it's kind of like, you know, you have the entry point getting into crypto with something like Multisig, a wallet. Then you want to have the immediately when you turn on the iPhone or the Android or whatever you buy, you have these sort of embedded core applications that is just there from the get-go. That's the core dApps that Rujira and Levana, et cetera, is building on Rujira. And then you have, you know, a wealth of different apps that you can find in the App Store or Play Store. Similarly, on Rujira, we'll have third-party developers be able to deploy all kinds of things built in Wasm. So that's kind of what we are aiming for and gunning for. And we want to compete at the highest level. Like when we start rolling out, we want to have developers basically consider, are they going to deploy their dApp on Ethereum or the Ethereum ecosystem, on Solana or Rujira / 4chain? That's what we're gunning for. 4chain has really cracked the liquidity problem, which most chains and dApps are struggling with. So if you're building a dApp that requires liquidity, which is, to be honest, most dApps at this point, then Rujira should be the number one, if not number two, that you should consider deploying on. So yeah, I'll stop there, but let's circle back if there's any other questions on what I just said.
Awesome. Yes, it's interesting. So Rujira kind of is the first cab off the rank within the app layer, and then more stuff can be added. Is that what you're kind of saying? It's not just like, oh, we take Rujira and then that's it. I certainly know there's room. QuasiWasm opens up at like a whole world of possibilities, which is, I guess, really cool and at the same time kind of scary as well. Yeah?
Yeah, exactly. And people might ask, like, why not build this? Like, why build an app layer in the first place and not just deploy this on 4chain? There's a couple of reasons, but I think the main one is security. As people like to say in 4chain now, 4chain is critical infrastructure. And if you start deploying all kinds of other things besides liquidity and the dual LP model and the entire stack that has been built over 6 years now, I think, in 4chain, if you start opening up all kinds of things beyond that, you also open up for attack vectors and basically risk. And that just can't happen. Like, 4chain is getting more and more affiliates relying on 4chain for native swaps. It's becoming critical infrastructure. We've obviously tried with ThorFi. So anyone who is into the ecosystem, they know that we have Sins, we have Savers, we have all these different things. But again, it's becoming risky to continue on that path. And perhaps it's even better, not just for security reasons, but also just for flexibility for developers to be able to do all kinds of things with CosmWasm on the app layer itself. Now, in terms of the architecture, we can speak more to that. You're also very into this, Chris. I know you've been contributing a lot to the documentation also, etc. But yeah, so all the assets essentially that is coming to Rujira is basically sitting on the base layer. It's sitting on 4chain itself. We will make them into what we call secured assets, which is going to be one-to-one. These are still native assets. They're not bridged or wrapped or any of the things that you see on Ethereum and Solana and whatnot. They still live on the Thorchain base layer. We can talk more about the architecture right now. It's being fleshed out as we speak. So maybe we shouldn't take it too far, but it's important for me to say that all the assets that exist on Rujira is basically represented in the base layer itself. No wrapping, no bridging, and none of that. So we will still keep the sort of native asset ethos that we have in Thorchain.
Yeah, cool. As we're talking about, you're going to be able to see your rune balance, your secured asset balance, your LP token balance, all that type of thing on your same Thor address. That's like literally everything's on the same blockchain.
Exactly. Yeah.
We could talk, I got a lot of questions, but let's move over to Powell, and maybe let's talk about what is VaultySig. Maybe people have heard of it, maybe they haven't. Why is it different? And whereabouts, like what supports it? I know it first came out as a mobile app. It's probably evolved since then, like I know it has, but maybe just give a bit of a spiel about VaultySig. Why is it different, and what, where are you at now with VaultySig?
Yeah, sure, for sure. So generally, I mean, like, quick to loop back, I think the vision with Rujira and Thorchain is like the perfect vision, as like Thorchain the stable, let's say like the Bitcoin of decentralized swapping, where like we shouldn't take too much leverage and play and have this app explosion on the Rujira level. So it's super awesome that you guys from Kujira joined, and we're like, or the guys building that now. So I'm also like personally super hyped on that one. Yeah, in regards to VaultySig, VaultySig is, let's say, quickly spoken, a seedless multi-chain, multi-factor wallet. Why multi-factor and not like multi-sig? Because it's like based on MPC technology, not like the, let's say, the standard or the traditional multi-sigs everyone knows, because the main problem where you have there is that most multi-sigs are not chain agnostic, right? Which means you need one multi-sig for Bitcoin, one for Ethereum, one for Litecoin. And that was also where JP, which envisioned multi-sig from the start, got the problem from, right? Because he managed a lot of multi-sigs on different chains. And when you really have so many multi-sigs with so many chains, it just gets annoying. And on some chains, it's not even possible, right? So therefore, JP took the TSS technology, which also secures 4chain by its core, and like the mobile wallet, wallet core more or less, and plugged them both together to have, VaultySig out of it. And therefore, what we got with VaultySig is super, super cool, super interesting, because it's a really flexible, secure wallet where you don't need to write down your 12 or 24 seed phrases anymore, which can then be lost, can be exploited. I mean, if you want to really secure 12 or 24 words, you need to punch them into a metal plate, which you would need to be a metal worker almost. And then still you have to lay it somewhere, I don't know, dig it in a hole in the garden, or put it in your treasure or whatever, and it still can be stolen or can easily be lost. And with VaultySig itself, you would just have vault shares as backups, which are not have no sensible information on it. So therefore, you can like really store it digitally on your cloud, on your whatever. I mean, could use it on a USB stick, can store it in your WhatsApp chat of your friend. Of course, depending on what kind of degree of security you want. But that's like really the goal with VaultySig, that everyone has the flexibility and the convenience degrees which they want to secure their digital assets. And Therefore, you coming back to the multi-factor point, these days everything is multi-factor for security reason. Everyone knows, like, for example, bank accounts are two-factor. You need to log in like with your mobile phone, your Twitter, whatever. But so far most of our normal wallets are just single signatures, single authentication, and if you download like a malicious PDF,
do we lose power? Or is it me?
I can't hear you right now, at least.
All right then.
But yeah, go check out VoltaSig, guys. It's I sleep much better at night having assets stored on VoltaSig, to be quite frank. it's sort of the perfect middle ground between a hardware wallet, a hard wallet. Just, you know, it's very easy to use and super secure. So I can only recommend everybody to try it out, at least. Besides the airdrop that's going on right now. So if anything, store a little bit of assets to accumulate points for the Vault token.
Did you come back, pal? Let's talk about the airdrop. There's an airdrop going on, and because the nodes have been saying this in the ThorChain dev Discord, that
you guys hear me?
I can hear you. A lot of people have moved, or particularly nodes have moved over to use VoltaSig to secure their bond. And they're encouraging, if you're a bond provider, if you move over to VoltaSig, you can farm the airdrop. Maybe you can explain that better than we, pal. I think the airdrop is where you get Vaulty points. I don't really know. Power no more than me. In order to farm the airdrop, and you'll be able to get credits for when the Vault token launches. Let me just go approve. Just put Power back in. Maybe he'll be able to answer. Well, let's move
should
on.
Be back. Can you hear me?
You there, Pear?
Yes, now I'm here. Where did you guys lose me? I also lost you guys somehow.
We'll come back. So we talked, maybe we'll go back to you, Mark. We talked about secure assets. I know in the next release that secure assets, the V50 update, base, as in like L2 base, and all those type of things are due to come into the next release. I think, they're getting tested in StageNet. So maybe can you talk more about the split of liquidity? I did this a bit in my video, but maybe like where's liquidity going to be and how those secured assets are going to be used to move between the layers?
Sure. So the liquidity will still sit on the base layer. Again, this is being fleshed out entirely, so we're not 100% locked in right now. So just want to caveat that. But the idea is they will sit, the secured assets will sit on the base there. You will have it, the reason why you need to secure it is to be able to move it around on the app layer. But it will be one-to-one. Backed, of course. And when we launch Rojira, we'll basically have the same assets that we have on ThorChain right now will exist on the app layer. Later down the line, we will be adding the quote unquote exotic assets, IBC assets, for example, that you see in Cosmos, all the different Cosmos tokens. But out of the gate, when we launch, we'll basically use the same assets, the same leverage, the same pools that we have on ThorChain right now to build a very stable, a very liquid app layer from the get-go with Rojira before we start adding and sort of fragmenting liquidity too much into various different pools. Ruchi, a question on Ruchi, which I'm sure a lot of people are thinking about. We will obviously migrate or merge from Kuchi to Ruchi, which will exist both on the base layer in a Ruchi Rune pool. So there will be a sort of native pool there. And then, of course, Ruchi will be available, tradable, etc., on the app layer. We are still in the final stages of defining the fees accruing to the network. So one of the other claims of fame that Kujira has is 100% of the fee revenue, network revenue, goes to stakers, Kuchi stakers. We're still working out the last details on how we want to do this on Rujira. One of the problems that we saw with Kujira is the liquidity was not enough to really create the stellar DeFi experience that we wanted to create in Kujira. And one of the things that you see, not just for the Kuchi token, but many other tokens, when you provide 100% of the network revenue or general revenue from the protocol, they tend to get very illiquid. Everybody tends to stake it and become, make the token extremely illiquid. You saw that also with the Thor token. And as a result, you know, just a few tweets or just a few trades can move the price of the Kuchi Thor token or whatever illiquid token very much. And that's not what we want. We want to fix that with the Ruchi token, which is why we are sort of, you know, really working out and considering how we maximize liquidity while still respecting stakers and want to incentivize people to provide liquidity and stake their Ruchi tokens, either as a naked Ruchi or as an LP token. I don't know if that was the question that you really wanted to have an answer on, Chris, but feel free to chime in, of course, if I missed anything.
No, that's good. The whole idea is not to fragment liquidity, and pools that are on the base, currently on the base layer, will stay on the base layer, and then all the fancy exotic stuff will live on the app layer. So that way you're not fragmenting liquidity, and 4chain's keeping what it's best at and able to be used by all these other protocols, and all that exotic stuff can live in the app layer. Cool. I might go back to Pal. And can you just talk to me about this airdrop? Because I saw node providers were incentivizing bond providers to change vaults in order to farm this airdrop. So can you talk to me more about that? Because I'm not 100% on it.
Right. I hope I don't drop out this time. Just if so, let me know. The airdrop we started last week, right around Binance Blockchain Week, and it's essentially our push to get more users to secure their assets in a secure way. As you know, like,
maybe we'll talk more about Kujira.
You hear me?
What's the mm-hmm. Mark? What's the future plans? Where are we at? And what's the next, say, 2 months look like, or up until the end of the year for Kujira?
Yeah, sure. We are heads down building, as we mentioned, or I mentioned in the just earlier. Right now, the key milestone is to upgrade ThorChain. V50 is imminent. This will enable us to have custom awesome contracts on the app layer, eventually enabling IBC. All the things that we really need to be able to do all this that we talked about. That's hopefully happening this week or next week. Let's see. I mean, it's been a wild week so far, so perhaps it's gonna go live next week only. In the meantime, Hans, Brett, the Levana team, we've been cooking for quite some time, actually, to prepare for deploying all these different contracts. The first product that you will see is what we call Ruchi Trade, which is the order book DEX. aka Finn, as you know from Kojira, which will be pretty cool. If you ask me, like having a liquid order book sitting on ThorChain is something that I personally have been looking forward to for a very long time. So so that's going to be the first product planned to launch end of January. Again, timelines are a bit, there's a lot of moving pieces, so take it with a grain of salt. But yeah, the trade product and the pool product, Ruchi Pools, is coming live hopefully end of January, beginning of February. And with that, we're just going to sort of continue building, continue improving, launching different products almost on a monthly basis. After trade and pools, we'll have perps coming live, so you can do all kinds of crazy leverage trading on your favorite assets on Rujira and hence ThorChain, which is again something that I really look forward to. You know, all the cool stuff that you do on centralized exchanges when you want to do go long or go short or whatever. We haven't really seen on-chain liquid environments for that are truly competitive to a Binance or Kraken or whatever. This is finally happening, guys, with Rujira. So I look very much forward to this. I hope there's many more to come. We'll obviously make a lot of noise about it. And after perps has gone live, we intend to roll over the rest of the dApps. We have a launch pad that we want to roll out, maybe even a meme coin launch pad, depending on who you ask. So yeah, go on docs.rujira.network. You can see a list of all the different products that we're building and working on. So so you can get an overview and understand better in detail what you were able to do on these different products. Of course, liquidations also is in that mix. We don't want to forget liquidations. Most people, especially in the Kojira ecosystem, they love Orca, and that's why they came to Kojira in the first place and why they stayed. And that's, of course, also being moved over to ThorChain. So now you can finally bid on your favorite assets at a discount in a liquid environment. That's a pretty killer use case, if you ask me. So yeah, all of this is going to get rolled out throughout Q1. And then in Q2, we have a lot of other cool stuff in the making. We want to start opening up for third-party developers as the core dApps gets deployed and is getting live and stable. So now is the time that myself and other people on the team is starting to connect and talk to various different builders that wants to contribute and deploy on Rujira. So again, guys, if you are one of those, feel free to reach out, join our Discord, and make sure to connect so we can start planning for what you want to build on Rujira. And then I guess I'll pass on the mic to you, Pao, and hope that the connection is stable now.
Thanks, man. I hope you guys can hear me now and Twitter is not ragging me again. Can you quickly confirm?
Yep, all good for me.
Perfect. Cool. At least now change it to mobile. So I quickly jump in where my Twitter racked me. Chris, right.
I do have a question. What's going on? Powers, obviously, it's his first space. Obviously, having some issues.
Mark, can it probably be that he's...
I do have another one and question for you, Mark. So we're talking about this at breakfast. What are the implications for, you know, this app layer doing all this fancy stuff going on to... We're connecting to the base layer that has native assets. So you would know more, particularly in the Cosmos area with, you know, all the bridges and all that type of stuff. Like, you're just not going to need all the wrapping and that. Can you perhaps expand on that, please?
Yeah, I think we are rocking power a bit, but I'll answer the question, Chris, and then I'm going to try to bring in the power so he has a chance also to talk about all the exciting stuff about the thing. But yeah, so what's been happening in Cosmos and many other ecosystems really is we all want native BTC. We all want native Ethereum or ETH sitting on our networks. And that's just not been possible. And as a result, you have all these weird looking bridged and wrapped assets like Axelar wrapped BTC, and it's impossible for the normal DeFi user or just a normie to understand like what are the risks involved here. What is WBTC.AXL, which is the ticker for wrapped BTC bridged by the Axelar network? It's just, I mean, you need to be coding to really understand what the hell is this in the first place. And that's just not going to scale, if you ask me. We want to have native Bitcoin, native ETH, native assets in general sitting on the base layer, and then have the app layer on top where you can do all kinds of fancy stuff, order books, perps, liquidations, etc. So I think what Rogero is building and finally solving with 4chain is delivering on this promise, like no more of all these wrapped bridged assets. We're going to work with native assets that 4chain has really been spearheading for many years now, using the Bifrost layer and the incredible stack that has been built over many years now in 4chain. We're going to leverage that on the app layer, so you don't have all these weird tickers and risks involved with wrapping, where you can work directly with the native Sol, native BTC, native everything with. And that, of course, will open up, hopefully, the floodgates to not just retail being more sort of, you know, easier to understand, easier to wrap their head around what are the assets that they're really dealing with, but also for institutions, which might be the real kicker in this cycle. I mean, we spoke to when we met, for example, in Dubai at the Binance Blockchain Week. We spoke to a handful of people that were really BTC whales in particular, and they were sick and tired of having to wrap their Bitcoin, which obviously has risks involved in that. So at least there was especially one that I really liked talking to. He was actually the owner of the IP rights to Doge. So he's definitely he's a whale, and he was sick and tired of having to convert his Bitcoin to ETH in order to borrow against it. The lending problem for him was haunting him every night, he says, where obviously the BTC ETH ratio is not looking great, so he lost out on a lot of gains. So if he could have a place where he could lend native Bitcoin and take out a stablecoin loan, that would be a real kicker for a use case. Also consider all the Bitcoin miners. I mean, obviously Bitcoin miners are incredibly bullish on Bitcoin. They don't want to sell their Bitcoin, but at the same time, they have all these expenses, utilities, you know, electricity, staff, hardware, all these things they need to pay. So at this point, they are left with the option to either wrap their Bitcoin and then take out a stablecoin loan to pay their expenses, or simply sell their Bitcoin. And a lot of people choose to sell their Bitcoin. Now with 4chain and Rogero, they're able to lend their Bitcoin, native Bitcoin, and then take out a stablecoin loan. So a lot of these use cases, which has sort of been sitting there waiting for a solution, and that's finally coming, which is really, really exciting, I think, that we can tap into all these use cases that has even more liquidity potentially brought to 4chain and Rogero. And I'll stop there, and hopefully now, Pau, you're able to finish your sentences if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you well. I think it's the Twitter bug where Chris, the host, can't hear me. I dropped down. Maybe he can hear me now, but I'll just keep on going a little bit more. So, yeah, WultiSig, I mean, I think we kind of where it's like, let's say, a really flexible multisig wallet where everyone has the possibility to fabricate or create a wallet to his own needs. Let's say for small shrimps, I always like to say, like me or bigger institutions, funds and DAOs, everyone can make really like his yeah, multi-signature, let's say, wallet in a size what they want. I mean, technically, you could really size it up to the same sizes as Thorchain Asgard Vaults using it, right? But technically, there would be some restrictions to the hardware of the device itself. But personally, I tried it already with up to 8-9 devices, and that works really well. So I think for most of the people, most of the use cases, you have really like a big flexibility. And yeah, for the users, where when we started building in start of June, July, we had a lot of users that said, yeah, what is with the single sig solution if we just want to be on the go, let's say spend some Bitcoin, some stables on a night out, and don't want to bring like two or three of my devices to really, yeah, always authenticate any transaction, which is also then more like of a security risk, right? Because you have more or less your cold wallet or your big funds or with you with both devices or three devices. And therefore, we introduced a multi-server solution, which is more or less a server which automatically creates the vault together with your second with your own device and create it more or less on it, saves it, and is the co-signing part of it. And therefore, you can, for example, create a 2-of-2 vault where you have one device is yours and the second device is the server itself. We are already working on implementing transaction policies, which then really makes it a much securer single sig solution, where you, for example, can say, oh yeah, I just want to have my whatever $1,000 this night with me, but maximum when I spend $500 this day. And if those transaction policies are met, the server will automatically co-sign. And if they're not met, automatically declines it. So then you really have the whole, let's say, flexibility where you can have on the go one device where you can, which replaces your hot wallet, let's so to say, and then you have your secure vault where you have at least like maybe three or even four devices depending on the security you want. And therefore, yeah, I mean, you can really decide it, store it, and that what like makes me really, really hyped about VultiSig, to be honest, because it has the whole flexibility, doesn't have the restrictions of any seed phrases which can be exploited. You can kick out devices. I mean, if you guys later have any questions, especially because I'm sometimes as a like rambling scientific maniac and sometimes forget like the basics, where some people just left off, but generally just hit up the questions later. Quickly coming to the airdrop itself, which Chris already noticed or mentioned, is we are now airdropping over the next 12 months, started not last week at the Binance Blockchain Week, 5% of the whole Vault supply to everyone who's participating. Generally, at the moment, it's just the need to secure your vault or your assets in vaults and vaults and VultiSig vaults, where we really want to incentivize people to move to VultiSig because we really think it's the safer solution after you really got down the backup and the new, securing the wallet method. Because the problem is, VultiSig works a little bit different, right? We are all like really trained with our 12 and 24 words, seed phrases to write down, punch it into metal. And with VultiSig, you need to more or less have a wider variety of saving, which means each device has its own vault share, its own backup. So if you forget to backup one device, for example, and you have just two devices in a vault, you have the problem that you can lose access to your funds. Therefore, we really need to step up the education for VultiSig especially. And that's why I'm also super grateful that we have Chris, for example, here, which does awesome videos on all, Thorchain ecosystem VultiSig videos, where you can, really understand it a little bit better. But the key point is VultiSig, each device has its own vault share. Back it up on separate locations, because if an attacker gets, for example, access to one of your clouds where you save both vault shares or three vault shares, then, your funds are gone. Anyway, regarding the airdrop, we dropping like 5% of the whole vault supply to everyone storing assets in the vault. That means just save your assets in the vault, forget about them. You can really sleep well with VoltiSig. Can say it out of my own experience. And then, yeah, you accumulate Vultis. That's are more or less just the VoltiSig or the VoltiSig way of accumulating airdrop points, which translate directly one-to-one from the dollar amount of your assets stored in VoltiSig daily to, yeah, Vultis. And those will accumulate over a one-year period where you can really, yeah, farm daily the tokens or the Vultis. And after these 12 months, we will do a snapshot where we get the whole total value or the total, let's say, supply of points of Vultis. And everyone will get its fair share, let's say, or the fair divider of the Vultis points you as a person have divided through all the total Vultis from all people farmed. The cool thing is we also introduced a referral program, let's say, to really incentivize also, let's say, smaller people or people with bigger networks, where we created a Telegram bot, which is super easy, super cool to use. You can probably get it. I can also link one invite if you guys want to below afterwards. You can then refer like anyone on Telegram. They can directly sign up, deposit at least $50 into their vaults, and then you have like a valid referrer where you can really get a multiplier on the points. We will have some extra stuff coming in regards of Vultis multiplier over the coming years, which will always be evolving. As you guys know, VoltiSig is a really fast-paced, fast-evolving product and project. And therefore, I'm super hyped to farm all the Vultis with you guys together, see the leaderboard. You can go on airdrop.vultisig.com. Upload your vault QR directly there, can opt in. You need to, for the airdrop, you need to enable also on the airdrop page itself, all the assets you want to have counted towards the airdrop. And then you can hop over to the leaderboards tab and can see who's leading, where's your place, where your like direct competitors. And so we try to have a little bit fun storing assets in VoltiSig. We're always open to feedback, to improvements, to suggestions how to make it more fun. So really, really happy to always get feedback from everyone. And yeah, I guess that's most of the airdrop farming stuff. I'm not sure if Chris really wanna extend more on that. If I should keep talking about VoltiSig, can talk about VoltiSig the whole day.
I'll have something for the community also, Felix. To tie a bow on that, what Felix also just said, basically the shift from seed phrases to vault shares is going to take some time for people to wrap their head around. Chris is hard at work creating the educational pieces needed. But honestly, when you just download the app and set up, you can set up a fast vault, so it's just tied to one device, your phone or whatever you download with. Just try that just for fun. You don't have to put any funds in there. Because the eureka moment for me was downloading the VoltiSig app, just creating fast vaults, and then seeing all the different networks with, you know, a native Bitcoin address, a native ETH address. And of course, you can add all kinds of ETH assets like Wrapped BTC or whatever, Solana address, Binance Smart Chain address, like all these different native assets in one. Like usually when you set up a wallet, you download MetaMask, for example, and then you're in the EVM Ethereum ecosystem. You download Phantom and then you're in the Solana ecosystem. It's very sort of siloed in a way. I know people are working on bridges and all that, but with VoltiSig, you can just download one wallet. You get all the different addresses that you need and will ever need. And of course, you can create multiple vaults if you want. You create a hot vault, sort of a fast one with tied to just one device, your phone, and then a quote unquote cold wallet for multiple devices, your phone, your computer, your iPad, whatever. where you store the majority of your assets. But yeah, that was just the eureka moment for me, at least, Felix, where you can just have one wallet for native assets. And tying that to the entire stack that we're building, as people can probably start to see over the course of this space, you know, having VaultSig as the entry point for all your native assets, ThorChain as the liquidity layer, the base layer where things are happening. You can do native swaps. You can do that directly in VaultSig. There's a button for swapping, I don't know, native BTC to native ETH, whatever you want, using ThorChain. And then, of course, we will start onboarding all kinds of use cases and dApps. Also, I'm sure, building into VaultSig via Rujira, via the app layer. And yes, for anyone who might be asking themselves that, of course, we will support VaultSig on Rujira with VaultConnect. So everything will be tied together in a bow. I don't know, Chris, I hope you can hear me. If there's any other points that you want to get across on VaultSig on that. I'm sort of working as a bridge here because Felix and Chris cannot hear each other, apparently.
I mean, so, I can,
no pun intended.
I can hear him. But
the joys of Twitter Spaces.
No,
I think it's great. I like the optionality that VaultSig brings. I'll plug that. I know that AsgardX is offering a 750 rune bounty for people that can integrate VaultSig into AsgardX. A bit of shameless plug there. And the idea is that VaultSig can become not just a product, but also a technology that can be into other areas. So that way you have the benefits of the security as well as using other areas. Did Felix Pad talk about the merging with Thor wallet and what that brings with a card and how you've got like a spectrum of using a self-custody wallet, like a multi-factor trust wallet, and you can go all the way to have your like crypto.com experience?
Yeah, I just wanted to extend on that right now. So quickly, I mean, you know, that's the cool thing, which where we really all the three, let's say, products or projects, I feel really want to like get in sync really well with Rujira, ThorChain, and VaultSig, all together, build like the perfect product stack to support a lot of like users, the masses, let's say, and also like the really tech savvy people like us, everyone here in the space. So yeah, with that, you know, you have like the base swapping with ThorChain, Rujira with all the, yeah, let's say the finance and DeFi stuff with perpetuals and everything coming there, and VaultSig, which really can easily provide a flawless, seamless UI to plug into these features and provide or display it for the user in an easy and nice to understand manner. So yeah, with VaultSig, we recently expanded the team from ThorWallet, which also includes Marcel, which is our new CEO. And from there, we really have an awesome product, or will have a product, awesome product suite for VaultSig, where we have the VaultWallet, which is still the, let's say, the old ThorWallet, which will of course natively include or support the VaultSig technology for seedless vaults. And then you still have the whole access to all DeFi, let's say, in this app, where you can do all the swapping, do all LPing, do all staking, all from the VaultWallet app and secured with the VaultSig technology, let's say. And as ThorWallet itself already supported on and off-ramp, VaultSig, of course, now, as we completely merge together, will support that as well. So you can then directly within VaultSig go from your stable bank, or let's say your fiat bank account, to stables, to your favorite crypto in one app, stake it in the app. So you have, let's say, everything in one app and don't need to fractionalize for each wallet. Like Chris said, you need one app for, or one wallet for this blockchain and one wallet for the other blockchain. So you have everything in one app, as VaultSig supports most, or like both ECDSA and EDSA cryptographic signatures. And therefore we, up to this date, can almost support all major blockchains, which is just like a matter of integrating them and implementing them. So from there, I guess it's super great, super cool, and super hype what we are building. And with all Rujira, Multisig, and ThoughtChain together in a decentralized manner, which is really, I think, the core ethos, which we really need to, rehearse or really get in our blood, because I personally think it's the right direction to go and get away from sexes and all dexes, all in the hands of the people and everyone can use it as they want themselves without any restrictions. So taking it back to Chris, if there's still some stuff.
Yeah, so I assume, Chris, you cannot hear Pau still. But yeah, basically covering all the airdrop and connection, multi-connect, et cetera, stuff now. So I don't know if you had any other questions on Multisig, Chris, that you wanted to cover.
No, I don't have to listen to the spaces afterwards. I think we can go to questions. So if anyone in the audience has some questions, I'm thinking that whilst we can go on to a lot more detail, we can probably save some of that for a later space. So if anyone has any questions that they want to ask any of us, just put a request in to speak. And we'll see if we can answer a couple of questions before we wrap it up. Also, self-custody, like having a proper wallet experience, is extremely important. So, and there's so many stories of people, losing their keys or losing their ledger or having their computer compromised in some way, and losing their funds. You don't want to have that. You don't want that making the mainstream news that, crypto is unsafe and all that type of stuff, when it kind of can be. And these things like Multisig just makes it so much easier, makes it so much safer, because you got to protect against that like $5 wrench attack where a $5 wrench comes to your door and threatens you. It's like, well, you got to protect against that as well. So this does go towards that. Okay, we've got someone here asking a question. So I've just approved to speak. So shoot. Okay,
Raphael. Who is the person asking or requesting to speak?
Raphael. I just put him as a speaker.
Yep.
Raphael, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, cool. I was just wondering, with the WeWe that was merged into Vault, that's not going to happen for another while, is it? Like, we don't need to, is there anything that we need to be doing with that?
No, like generally the WeWe we merged into Vault is at the moment locked on Base, just because as the main Vault token is not launched yet. We don't want to have like early movements, early price speculation, manipulation, whatever with these tokens. And therefore they are like completely locked and will unlock after the Vault launch, when we launch in the, let's hope, not too near, not too far future. Not speculating on anything, but it will still take a little bit, but we'll come there, and afterwards the IOU Vault, which we now hold on Base, will be unlocked.
Cool. Daddy, thank you. Yeah, Daddy, thanks.
Yeah, generally, just to add on that, there's a lot of merging going on, as you might have seen if you follow JP or the rest of the ThoughtChain ecosystem. This is not a coincidence, guys. Like, we are trying to build the stack that people will need, the only stack that you'll need in DeFi and crypto. As you can see with the wallet experience with Multisig, the liquidity layer with ThoughtChain, and the app layer with Rujira. And a lot of these, you see projects having a very particular use case. For example, I see Nolus in here in the space that is focused on leases. maybe we should have a lease product on Rujira. So I know a lot of merging and partnerships are being made right now, both for VaultSig that has something in store, but also on the Rujira side. So don't be a stranger, people out there. Feel free to reach out because we are in this right now. The stage that we're at is where we're looking at a lot of different things, a lot of different use cases. So yeah, don't be a stranger, people.
Sweet. Any more questions? That was a bit of a surprise space. We do.
Surprise. Yeah. Maybe we should schedule it in advance next time so people have a chance to put in a calendar notification or whatever. But this was great, Chris.
I do have one more question.
We want to do this in addition to the regular full chain spaces that like Familiar Cow and Pluto does. The three of us have just happened to get ourselves sorted, so to speak, for this one. So hopefully we'll have a regular schedule where we can all get together, talk about the projects, talk about the updates, talk about the stack, coming that together. And I'm really interested in the implications and some of the low-level details. So we had, I don't know how to say this, but why not? As a speaker,
hello,
if you've got a question, go ahead, please.
Do you hear me, sir?
Yep.
Okay. It's Eno Eno. Sorry, it's Eno Eno. So I'm asking is that does toolchain support different chains?
Come again, you know, it was breaking for me at least. Do we support different chains? What was the question exactly?
Yes.
Are you asking the Rujira side of things or VaultSig? In general, the answer is yes. We support all the different chains that you see on ThorChain right now.
Yeah, so the general stack, let's say ThorChain, VaultSig, Rujira, all building on ThorChain itself. And ThorChain is a complete cross-chain DEX where you can swap between Bitcoin, native Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, most EVMs with like aggregation and stuff. So yeah, whole cross-chain world is available.
Our team is building a decentralized platform. So I think it is a good idea to integrate ThorChain in our project. So are you open for a partnership for this, sir?
Yeah, I mean, we can take it offline. Need to understand better what you're doing, of course, but as I mentioned, always open to strike partnerships. Now is the time. Now is the time that we do that for us to be able to compete at the highest level. So so the answer, yes.
Yeah, and generally, ThorChain is permissionless, right? So you can also just check out the docs, how you can yourself implement it or go over to, we have like another ecosystem project, the SwapKit, which is pretty easy to plug in and use itself for every platform project you have going. So check out those two resources, and if not, hit us up and we can help further.
I have another question about Kujira and the name now that's going to be Rujira. Is that going to is the token actually going to transition, or is it going to stay Kujira token?
Yep. So we are rebranding from Kujira to Rujira. The token is going to become from Kuchi to Ruji. And yes, we are going to have a merge contract, essentially, where you can move your Kuchi or convert your Kuchi into Ruji and use it on the Rujira network. So yeah, that's happening. And we will obviously announce things as we get the contracts audited, etc. Obviously, follow us on X, Rujira Network, to stay tuned. But yeah, short answer is yes. We will migrate from Kuji to Ruchi as a token.
And I okay. Think... Yep, cool. Thank you. And last question. Do you
cool.
know
one last...
how far out that might be? That
sorry,
the merge from sorry. Kuji to Ruchi.
Say that again, Raphael. I think Chris was just not hearing you.
Yeah.
Can you say it again?
I'm just curious. Do you have a rough time frame when you think the merge might happen from Kuji to Ruchi?
Yeah. So obviously, anything that involves auditing comes with a bit of uncertainty around timelines. But we actually have the contract ready already, and it's being audited right now. Let's see what comes out of the audit. I mean, if history is any lesson, Hans and the team is building rock solid contracts, so there shouldn't be any hiccups. But it's being audited right now, and it's one of the first things with the first product, the trade product that we launch. We will allow people to start migrating. Is the plan right now, but maybe that's subject to change, of course, especially depending on the auditor.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And by the way, guys, we're building in the open. That's sort of one of the ethos from 4chain. So you can all go on GitLab and check out all the different commits, all the different progresses. Obviously see in Discord what's happening and what people are pushing. But yeah, we're building in the open. Anything you can check out for yourself is completely permissionless. So yeah, feel free to update yourself in there, of course. I see a Lunk T, Luna Classic, having their hand up. So feel free to unmute yourself.
Hi. So my question was, speaking about partnership, do you have any partnership with Terra Station?
Ooh, that's a spicy one. I would say no comment at this point, but if you just follow the conversations, the open conversations on X, you can see there are things in the making.
Is that because of the NDA?
Yeah, so I'm not involved, to be honest, with any of this, but I know that there are things in the making. So yeah,
you,
that's going to be exciting. Stay tuned for that.
Thanks. See you. Have a good day.
Of course. Yeah. Any other questions, guys?
How can I? Hello, guys. Hello, sir.
That's it. That'll be it for the questions. We might wrap it up here. And then for the next space, we'll schedule ahead of time. So I just want to thank everyone for joining. I hope you got a lot out of it, or from the community, and thanks to Mark and Pao for joining. Hope they enjoyed it as well. If there's any last final thoughts from Mark and Pao, please say it now.
Sir, how can I contact you, sir? Anyone of the team?
Pao, anything from you?
Sir, yeah, how can I...
Yeah, so hello, I think sir. Inu is asking a question. I'll so just go on the Discord, Inu. You know, join in, start building, and then you can create a support ticket. For example, I think it's the easiest way if you're interested in. If there's anything beyond the permissionless components that we have already, and you know that you know any blockers, feel free to create a support ticket. Essentially. But yeah, nothing from my side. Chris, thank you again for hosting. Anyone out there who is not following us, make sure to do so. We have a lot of things that we're going to spill in the coming weeks and months. So stay tuned for all that. Thank you, Chris, for hosting.
Yeah, Chris probably won't hear me. But from my side also, thanks for hosting. Next time, I guess we smooth it out a little bit more. Then it's a better experience for everyone. But yeah. Everyone who's not following us so far, also check out VoltiSig on X, on Twitter. Hop into Discord, ask questions, try it out. VoltiSig takes a little bit of time until it clicks. But yeah, try it out, delete it, install it, your backups and everything. Try it with small funds first, and then you really get the confidence. And the awesome experience after a few, let's say minutes of using. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Paul. And Chris, back to you.
I think we'll wrap it up there. Thanks everyone for joining, and we'll endeavor to do more of these community collaborative type of spaces into the future, so we can leverage the knowledge base from these different communities. It's very hard for one person or anything like that to keep up with everything. So that's kind of the idea, is we get all different people from different areas of the stack and try and come together, and we can all share in what's happening and get a greater picture of what's going on. That's it for me. Until next time, if you want to see a video, I released a video. It's got pictures and stuff like that on my YouTube channel, Grassroots Crypto. That might help, is in a different form from talking. But that's it. Until next time, thanks for joining, and catch you later. Bye.
Thank you, Chris. Ciao.